Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Giving Thanks Always, was written by Amy Boucher Pye. In the 17th century, Martin Rinkert served as a clergyman in Saxony, Germany for more than 30 years during times of war and plague. One year, he conducted more than 4,000 funerals, including his wife's. And at times, food was so scarce that his family went hungry. Although he could have despaired, his faith in God remained strong, and he gave thanks continually. In fact, he poured his gratitude into Nun Dankit Alle Gott, the song that became the well-loved English hymn, Now Thank We All Our God. Rinkert followed the example of the prophet Isaiah, who instructed God's people to give thanks at all times, including when they disappointed God or when enemies oppressed them. Even then, they were to exalt God's name, making known among the nations what he has done. We might give thanks easily during harvest celebrations such as Thanksgiving, when we're enjoying an abundant feast with friends and family. But can we express our gratitude to God in difficult times, such as when we're missing someone from our table, or when we're struggling with our finances, or when we're locked in conflict with one close to us? Let's echo Pastor Rinkert, joining hearts and voices as we give praise and thanks to the eternal God whom earth and heaven adore. We can sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6. I will praise you, Lord. Although you were angry with me, your anger has turned away, and you have comforted me. Surely God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. The Lord himself is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. With joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. In that day, you will say, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, make known among the nations what he has done, and proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things. Let this be known to all the world. Shout aloud and sing for joy, people of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel among you. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for being faithful and for the ways in which you show yourself, even in dark and difficult times. In these times, please lift our eyes up to you and remind us that you are still there and working on our behalf, even if we can't see how. May we always give you thanks and praise, trusting that the outcomes are in your hands. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.